Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Thursday, January 26th. I'm Gary Stevens. The fourth Thursday of the month, we devote this spot to focusing on things going on in Ottawa County government with the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners. Board members join us on a rotating basis. And on the other side of our table today, we have one member of the Ottawa County Board, former board chairman Roger Bergman of Grand Haven. Good morning, sir. Welcome back and Good morning, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Yes.
If you have a question about what's going on with Ottawa County government, Roger will be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. I will start first with the elephant in the room, as they say, and the makeup of the new Ottawa County Board. Have we focused too much on the events of January 3 in to the detriment, or shall we say, to the ignorance or the flat outright not caring attitude about anything else going on in Ottawa County government?
Well, I would certainly tend to agree with you on that, because I think that, you know, and I think the new commissioners are seeing that as well. There's a lot of positive things. I mean, we live in the fastest growing county in the state of Michigan, okay? And you know, a county that people want to move to, people want to live in. We've got a lot of positive things happening. And at our meeting the other night, one of the positive things that came out was that award that was given by the sheriff. It was just amazing. And, you know, to see the patient on the video screen in front of us with his wife, just the gratitude for the life-saving event that happened in his life. You know, and that's just one small thing. And then you got the issue with the voter, you know, what happened with Justin Robeck and his department being recognized for what they've been able to do in terms of voter registration and also the compliance, and being recognized as one of the finest counties in the state of Michigan, but also the fact that Justin was recognized not only in the state but nationally, and recently he went to Tunisia to monitor their elections and came back and learned some vital things, I think, from their experience there as well.
Again, if you have a question for Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. And I want to scroll down, and I apologize for doing this on the fly, but yeah. During Tuesday's meeting, I think a comment made at the end of the meeting, Roger, was, I believe, very telling about the fact that, yes, there are some people that have opinions about what happened on the 3rd. But this comment from Ottawa County Board Vice Chair Sylvia Rodea, I thought was very telling about the fact that no matter what passions might be caused by what happened on the 3rd, professionalism in the Fillmore Street complex is very much in evidence. I'll play you the comment, and then I want to get your thoughts.
Sure. Yeah.
Again, this is from Sylvia Rodea, the first-term Republican from the Allendale area.
It's been really great getting to know different departments and people working within the county, and we obviously have a lot to learn, and so it's been very interesting and great to see how invested people are in their work.
I think you can say that as well, because you were a first-term commissioner not too long ago.
Ten years ago, yes.
And probably what they are doing with the new members now is basically what happened when you were a new member.
And, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, for the first probably year or two, you don't fully grasp all of the intricacies that are going on in the county. I mean, we have 600 and some employees, you know, and they're all working hard in their different departments, doing what they do best. We've got department directors that are second to none, are doing a great job. Our county is looked up to by not only other commissioners in the state of Michigan, but also nationally. When we go to national organization of counties, they also look up to us as leaders in how we work with our departments, department directors, how we work with our employees. Our employees enjoy working in Oneonta County.
616-395-1450. If you have a question for Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman, I want to reference something that's going on as we speak right now on the 26th. Your colleagues in Allegan County are having their work study session going on now, and then this afternoon, the regular meeting. And what they are doing now is going over the results of a survey to help their strategic planning sure. for the next 2 to 5 years, mm-hmm. wanting to get a pulse of what the citizens of the county thought were priorities.
Sure.
Does Ottawa County do something similar along those lines in creating a strategic plan?
Yes, we do. What we do is we do a public input every 2 years. We do a summary analysis, and we ask for input every 2 years from the county, from the citizens of the county, as well as our employees. And so we look at that, and when we do our strategic meeting once a year, we take that into account in terms of, you know, our forward looking in terms of not only the next year or the next 2 years, but the next 5 years as well.
When was the last time this was done?
Last year.
Okay.
We do it every year.
Okay, you do that every year, but you have the survey every 2 years.
Every 2 years, yes.
All right. Just mm-hmm.
Citizen input.
Clarify that.
Yes.
616-395-1450. Let's get to the phones. Good morning. You're on the line with Commissioner Roger Bergman.
Yeah, just a thank you for Commissioner Bergman for and congratulations on being still on the board and being a sane voice. Listening to some of the comments, and I mean, it took probably 2 hours of the comments the other night online of people talking, both sides, and that there's people who actually want to get rid of voting machines, which I don't think the commissioners have any say in. Going back to hand counting, it shows the backwards, the backwardness of who they are. And I'm happy you're there, and also for Doug Ziles for being there as a voice of reason, and maybe some hearts and minds can be changed on the. And I'm thankful for seeing people like Justin as well. Roebuck were there. So anyway, just commend you for being there, for sticking with it. I think you could have easily given up and said, I don't care anymore, and ridden into the sunset. But we appreciate your service and your sanity. So just thanks again, Roger.
Okay, well, thank you. And, you know, I think it's important, you know, it would be easy for me to give up and say, I'm sick of this, you know. But I respect the fact that I represent all of the county, not just the 10th district. I've told people in the 10th district repeatedly that I don't represent just them. And so it's important for us to listen to all these voices. And there certainly is a lot of voices of people that are in favor of what's happening. And I respect that. I think it's important to listen to them. But I think it's also important to remember in terms of the total count that came out, and I think there was an article in the Sentinel this past weekend about the percentages and what a large percentage of people that really didn't come out to vote, and how that impacts how we look at things as well.
Thank you very much for the call. 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. In the interest of transparency, Roger did defeat a candidate supported by Ottawa Impact in the Republican primary
yes.
last year.
Yes.
So, again, in the interest of yes. transparency.
Transparency, yes.
Another point I wanted to bring up, and when I did wrote the story about the meeting, I did not include this in it because I didn't really have a lot of information on this. But I thought this was an important part of what the meeting was about. The annual reports of some of the committees.
Correct.
To me, that's as important as anything that maybe happened on the 3rd and all that, because the commissioners need to know what these, you know, what these departments are doing, right. And you got to low down on some of them. Tell us a little bit about it.
Right. And I think it's important to realize that despite all of, you know, the public comment that we've gotten, almost three hours worth of comment the other night, the county is still doing very well. You know, the Department of Strategic Impact made a presentation the other night. I think Commander Price made a presentation.
Who is the treasurer?
Yep, the treasurer. And then also, I'm trying to think of her name now, Nicole Dirks with the courts. With
Public Defender.
Public mm-hmm. Defender. And when you listen to those reports, you see that the county is working, and the county is working well. And there's a lot of good employees, and they're doing their job.
And part of the board's responsibility, I would think, is making sure that if there's a problem with a department, you know, they know about it and yes. can address the issue, be it with guidance or maybe, you know, dealing with the actual, you know, dealing with financial resources.
Correct. Yes. And, you know, and I think that's going to be a big learning curve for the new commissioners, because it takes a while. You know, it took me a long time to understand, how does the court get funding? How does, you know, community mental health, how does the health department get funding? And then realize that a lot of their funding, in many cases, the majority of their funding comes through federal or state grants. And, you know, that comes to us because we take the time. We have people that write for those grants. And so they're very experienced, and they use the money very wisely for the benefit of our citizens. So that's a learning curve in itself.
616-395-1450. If you have a question about Ottawa County government, Commissioner Roger Bergman from the Grand Haven area will be happy to answer it. 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. It was an evening meeting this past Tuesday, yes. And I know that is something that those who are new to the board, that was one of the planks that they ran on their platform, is to make meeting times more accessible to the public. And what we have seen is we've seen the usual 1:30 meeting time.
Yes.
We had an evening meeting time this week. And I believe next meeting in about 3 weeks or so, it's going to be in the morning.
Yes.
So it's basically rotating around. That was that basically a good idea or maybe not so great?
Well, you know, it'll work. It'll work just fine. And, you know, I remember, you know, this was probably 5 years ago. We tried evening meetings. And here's the thing. You know, I served on Grand Haven City Council for 12 years. We always had evening meetings. Nobody came except if there was really hot button issues, right? So unless you have hot button issues, whether or not you have it at 9 in the morning or 6:30 at night or 1:30 in the afternoon, it really isn't going to make a whole lot of difference. And, you know, so, you know, when people talk about they can come, if it's a hot button issue, most people will come.
616-395-1450. Good morning. You're on the line with Commissioner Roger Bergman.
Yes, I guess I'm confused. I didn't know there was any problem, and I did. You say January 3. I wonder what in the world happened.
I'll try to make it as brief. Basically, eight new members of
yes.
the board, plus one current member, were supported by a group called Ottawa Impact. On the organizational meeting on January 3rd, the board, at short notice, changed the agenda, removed the administrator, tabbing John Gibsby, the new administrator, changed the county's motto, changed the county's legal firm, eliminated the Office of Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion from the county with immediate effect, and also designated a new person to be the health officer. All that happened on January 3rd, basically on short notice.
Is that because of the new commissioners?
It is believed that the new commissioners led the force. There is an investigation announced by the state attorney general's office as to whether or not the actions violated the state's Open Meetings Act, and it has spurred a lot of discussion. Over 60 people commented on the actions of January 3rd on last Tuesday night's meeting.
Okay, that's a little bit better. I just didn't know what it was. You keep talking about it, and I never heard it. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. 616-395-1450. Did I pretty much condense everything into that?
Yeah, that was very good. Very good.
Off the top of my head, too. I didn't have to look at a script. Yeah. Good morning. You're on Talk of the Town. We're open line. We're with Roger Bergman.
Yeah, so the controversy that everybody's trying to make such a big deal out of, where are the written rules, regulations, or procedures that the new commissioners repeatedly broke? And I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call. 616-395-1450. Can you even answer that?
Well, that would be a challenge. I would say that, certainly we don't have it written down as rules specifically, but normally in a government, what you do is you do an RFP, or request for proposal, it's called. And that you send that out. For instance, if you're looking for an administrator, you would send out an RFP to not only state places in the state, but also nationally to try to get a new administrator. And then you would interview. The last time we did it for John Shea, for instance, we had 35 people that applied. And then we had a committee that was made up of residents from the four quadrants as well as three commissioners. And we kind of narrowed it down, and then we came up with John Shea, and we presented him to the commission, and the commission then approved him. In this situation, this was not an RFP. They picked this person before they were even elected or sworn in as individuals, and then put this person on the agenda on the day that they brought him in. So some of us, commissioners, myself included, didn't even know this was going to happen. The same thing happens with individual or a department director or whoever. You do an RFP. You seek others. You seek a pool of people to look at. This was not done. This wasn't done in all three cases.
Now, correct me if I'm going the wrong way. I'm just going on as a layman on this entire situation. One, Open Meetings Act. Mm-hmm. The way I read it is, it involves people who are sworn in.
Correct.
As elected officials.
Right.
So the actions that may have been taken
beforehand,
they were sworn in.
They were
sworn in.
Yes.
That's a loophole in the Open Meetings Act.
Correct. Yes.
I thought that was.
Yes, it is.
That is something that has to be done that way. Two, the administrator works at the pleasure of the board.
Correct, except that he doesn't work for the board. The board sets policy and procedures, and the administrator's job is to follow those and to report back. So he doesn't directly work for. He administrates the county. So
it's a little different than a city manager, right?
It's similar.
Okay, that's the analogy I'm thinking.
Because as a city manager, for instance, when I was mayor, I didn't tell the city manager what to do. as a council, we set parameters for the city manager. And if he went out of those parameters, we told him, you know, but we didn't micromanage, in other words, or macromanage. That's the manager's job. We're just county commissioners. We aren't experienced in finance, county government. You know, we don't work with Strategica alliances or anything like that. So in that sense, the administrator works for the county and for the board.
And the final point, and somebody called me on this when it first happened, well, Mr. Gibbs lives in Byron Center. He's not even in the county.
Correct.
I told that caller, John Shea lived in Ludington.
Yes,
and commuted.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's not a requirement to live in the county.
Correct.
To be an administrator.
Right.
Roger Bergman, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date on some of the things going on besides what happened on January 3rd in Ottawa County. Look forward to chatting with you soon.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much, Roger Bergman, on 99.7 1450 WHTC, CBS News with Steve Kathan, followed by WHTC News, and then Wellspring. We'll talk about blood after the top of the hour.